controversy. You know the band The Pretenders?
Back in the day?
Yeah. I'll stand by you. That was horrible.
I'll stand by you.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about. Well, they are actually out on tour, and they have implemented a new rule at their show that you can't sit front row at more than one concert.
Oh, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I guess I would just think as an artist, they want to sell tickets, so it probably doesn't matter who's sitting where. But according to them, it does, because they said part of them going out on tour is to reach new fans and see new fans at different cities. So if they catch you in the front row at more than one concert, they'll kick you out of your seat.
You know, I actually don't hate this. I really don't. I've never heard of it before, but they want to create their legacy. They've already created their legacy, but they want to build another legacy, and they want to attract new people. They want people paying the money and hogging the seats.
Right. They said, we appreciate all of you that follow us and buy tickets for multiple nights, but we also want to make sure that we give local fans a chance to see what we're doing.
What do you think of this?
Well, let's be honest. I'm not buying front row tickets. I don't have that kind of money. But I do appreciate it, because as an artist, it shows that they're in it for more than just the money. They're in it for the actual fans' experience.
It feels thoughtful. It feels like they want to give their fans the best opportunity.
But on the flip side, if you have the money and this is your favorite band who's doing a rule like this, is it kind of disheartening?
Yeah, it is. But sorry. Go spend your money somewhere else.
What do you think? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Are you thinking about me?
So the Pretenders are going on tour again. I quite frankly didn't know they were alive, to be honest.
That's awesome.
But they have this special rule they're implementing because they want people to get the full experience of the show. And Kelly and I hadn't heard it before that if you sit at the front row at one show, you can't buy tickets and sit at the front row of any other show.
Yeah, you get a limit one front row ticket. And they're saying they're doing this because they want to attract new local fans and give everybody a chance to see them up close and personal, which I'm kind of a fan of.
Look, I personally don't mind this idea. I want everyone to get the experience, and so do they.
909 says, no, if I'm spending my money and this is my favorite band, I want to sit in a good seat. I don't think it's fair at all.
See, I can't argue with that, right? I can't argue with that. I just like people to think that it's the same show. If you see it once in the front row, do you really need to go again?
Hey, 909, they didn't say anything about second row, okay?
951 here also hates it. Hate, hate, hate. So you're telling me I want to spend my money on a concert and I can't go see a band, even if it's 2-3 times in the front row? That's ridiculous, un-American. Again, I get what they're doing. I don't mind what they're doing. I would never go see a show twice in the front row. I'm not that person, but I can't argue with what he's saying. It makes sense. But here, 714 is the other way. Or you only need to see the same show once. If you get the front row experience, why do you need it again? I get what they're doing for their legacy.
What do you think about this one-time-only front row ticket rule? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. I wonder if... I know a couple of diehard fans who actually follow their favorite bands to see them in concert. And this rule from the Pretenders where you can only sit in the front row at one concert would totally rub them the wrong way.
I get that. I totally get that. Especially if you follow your band around like Kate Hudson, Almost Famous. I'd be very upset as well. But a lot of people think it's a good idea, including the 909 here that says, finally seeing a band care about their fans and not the money is a really good thing.
I think it's also funny that the 951 points out, who knew the Pretenders were still touring? Yeah. Maybe it depends on the caliber of the band, but I do appreciate this as a fan. It's more about the experience than it is about the money.
Yep. I appreciate them for doing this. So does the 909 here. It's refreshing to hear an artist is not in it just for the money. They want to experience new faces in the crowd and on the other side. In a world where all we care about is money, I think this will also help with price regulation as well. Something I didn't think about, which could actually help. The 62 says, good morning for me. I think it would depend on the time frame. Is it per tour? Is it for life? I think it's just for this tour they're doing. What do you think? Let us know. Is this a good thing the Pretenders are doing? 888-431-3764.